2 Chronicles chapter 6. Then Solomon said, "The Lord Jehovah has said that he would live in the thick darkness. But I have built a house, temple, for you to live, and a place for your home forever." And the king turned his face, and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, who has with his hands fulfilled that which he spoke with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house, temple, in, that my name might be there. Neither did I choose any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel." Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house temple for the name of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. But the Lord Jehovah said to David my father, "Since it was in your heart to build a house temple for my name, you did well since it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house temple. But your son who shall come forth out of your body, he shall build the house temple for my name. Therefore Lord Jehovah has performed his word which he has spoken, because I have risen up in the place of David my father, and been set upon the throne of Israel, as the Lord Jehovah promised, and have built the house temple for the name of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. And in it I have put the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord Jehovah that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Lord Jehovah in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. Because Solomon had made a brass scaffold, of 5 cubits long, about 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters, and 5 cubits wide, about 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters, and 3 cubits high, about 4.5 feet, 1.4 meters, and had set it in the midst of the court. And he stood upon it, and knelt down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven, and said, "O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, there is no God like you in the heaven, nor in the earth, who keeps covenant, and shows mercy to your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept with your servant David my father that which you have promised him, and spoke with your mouth, and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, keep with your servant David my father that which you have promised him, saying, There shall not fail of you a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, but let your children take heed to their ways to walk in my law, as you have walked before me. Now then, O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, let your word be verified, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God in very deed live with men on the earth? Indeed, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house, temple, which I have built. Therefore have respect to the prayer of your servant, and to his request, O Lord Jehovah, my God, to listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eyes may be open upon this house, temple, day and night, upon the place of which you have said that you would put your name there, to listen to the prayer which your servant prays towards this place. Listen therefore to the requests of your servant, and of your people Israel, which they shall make towards this place. Hear from your home, even from heaven. And when you hear, forgive. If a man sins against his neighbor, and an oath is laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath comes before your altar in this house, temple, then hear from heaven, and do, and judge your servants, by punishing the wicked, by repaying his deed upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if your people Israel are put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall return and confess your name, and pray and make requests before you in this house, temple, then hear from the heavens, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which you gave to them and to their forefathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, yet if they pray towards this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you afflict them, then hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants, and of your people Israel, when you have taught them the good way, in which they should walk, and send rain upon your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is a drought in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blasting, hot wind, judgment, or mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land. Whatever sore or whatsoever sickness there is. Then what prayer or what request shall be made of any man, or of all your people Israel, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house temple? Then hear from heaven your home, and forgive, and give to every man according to all his deeds, whose heart you know. Because only you know the hearts of the children of men. That they may fear you, to walk in your ways, so long as they live in the land which you gave to our forefathers. Furthermore, concerning the stranger, who is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm. If they come and pray in this house, temple, then hear from the heavens, even from your home, and do according to all that the stranger calls to you for. That all people of the earth may know your name. And fear you, as your people Israel do, and may know that this house temple, which I have built, is called by your name. If your people go out to war against their enemies by the way that you shall send them, and they pray to you towards this city which you have chosen, and the house, temple, which I have built for your name, then hear from the heavens their prayer and their requests, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, because there is no man who does not sin, and you are angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives to a land far off or near. Yet if they reconsider in the land where they are carried captive, and turn and pray to you in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done wrong, and have dealt wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captives, and pray towards their land, which you gave to their forefathers, and towards the city which you have chosen, and towards the house, temple, which I have built for your name. Then hear from the heavens, even from your home, their prayer and their requests, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, I ask you, my God, let your eyes be open, and let your ears be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Lord Jehovah God, into your resting place, you, and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord Jehovah God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord Jehovah God, do not turn away the face of your anointed, remember the mercies of David your servant.